Page 76. Main Ideas. Exercise 1.
Today our guest is Sarah Jones, a reporter who recently did an international study of manners. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Sarah, why did you decide to study manners?
Well, I wanted to find out what is happening to manners. I wanted to know, are people really becoming less polite? So, I decided to conduct a test to find out.
I see. It seems like it'd be hard to test manners, though. How did you do it?
Well, another reporter and I traveled to large cities in 35 different countries around the world. And in each city, we observed people's language and behavior to see how courteous they were.
Okay. So how did you conduct these tests?
First, we did a door test, and then a document drop, and finally, a customer service test. We did 60 tests in all, 20 of each kind. In the door test, we wanted to see whether or not people would hold the door open for us as we entered or left a building. In the document drop, one of us dropped a file folder full of documents. We wanted to see if people would help us pick them up. And for the customer service test, we wanted to find out if people working in stores were polite. So we noticed if the cashiers were courteous and if they said thank you.
So what did you find out?
Well, the results were really different depending on the city.
Okay, so tell us about the most courteous city.
Okay. In the most courteous city, 90% of the people passed the door test.
Wow. You mean to say 90% of the people held the door open for you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I guess holding the door for someone is an easy enough thing to do.
Well, true, but sometimes people aren't sure if they should hold the door open. I mean, how long should you hold the door for someone who is behind you, but still far away?
Yeah, that's true.
So almost everyone held the door, but only 55% of the people helped us pick up our papers.
Huh, only 55%. That's not very good. But I can imagine that sometimes you just can't help. I mean, what if your hands are full?
Yes, but one woman had 2 cups of coffee on a tray and her keys and wallet in the other hand. She put everything in one hand and helped. The reporter wanted to help her.
Huh, interesting. Okay, now, what about customer service?
So, in the most polite city, we went to different locations of a popular coffee shop to test the cashiers. And it turns out that 19 out of 20 of them said thank you.
So did they just do it because they're being paid to be polite?
Well, that's true. They are trained to be courteous. But some said they do it because it shows respect.
You know, what I'm curious about is why some people are courteous and some others aren't. Did you ask people why they were polite?
Yeah, actually, we did. Most people who passed the test said they were raised to be courteous. They were taught good manners when they were young. And some people said they just try to treat people the same way they want to be treated. They appreciate it when others take the time to help them when they need it. So they want to do the same. You know, they follow the golden rule.
So what did you learn about the different people in your study? Are some people more likely to help than others?
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. We tested all kinds of people, young, old, men, women, business people, students, police officers, anyone and everyone. And actually, age or career didn't really matter. But we did find that men helped more often than women, especially in the document drop tests. In that test, men offered to help 63% of the time compared to only 47% for women. Also, the men were much more likely to help me compared to the other reporter, who was male. So it seems like men are more likely to help a woman than another man.
Well, I suppose that's not so surprising. Okay, so now we've been waiting. Of the 35 cities you visited, which city won? Which one was the most polite?
Well, you're not going to believe this. It was New York City.
You're kidding! New York certainly isn't known for good manners. I'm so surprised.
We were too, but New York won.